From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. As many as 2 billion birds die every year in the U.S. from crashing into windows. The animals see a reflection and fly right into buildings and homes. Now, researchers say a new type of glass can prevent these deaths. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports on one of the first buildings in Alabama to try it out.
In downtown Birmingham, near the intersection of 7th Avenue and 20th Street South, a glass building shimmers above the roadway, marked with the iconic image of a double helix.
So what we're looking at is the new genomics building.
This is Bambi Ingram, manager of the sustainability program at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. The building looks like it's made of regular glass, reflecting everything around it. But if you take a closer look,
there are little dots embedded in the glass, so birds will see that and not fly directly into the buildings.
It's a pretty simple fix to a chronic problem. Leanne Kosher is the Science and Conservation Director at Alabama Audubon. The nonprofit monitors window collisions across the state.
I don't want people to think that, oh, it's just these big buildings and it's just in the city. I mean, this is a problem for all of us. Everywhere there's glass, there's the potential for birds to hit it.
She says the solution is to break up the reflection in the glass with small dots on the outside surface, ideally spaced 2 inches apart.
That's like a bird's field of vision. That 2 inches, that's enough for a hummingbird to notice it and not fly into it.
Kosher says Audubon has helped birdproof a few existing buildings in Alabama by adding stickers to the outside of windows. That helps, but the etched glass is like the gold standard. Kosher says UAB's genomics building is likely the first in the state to use the material. It could help protect lots of species.
So you'd be surprised what is flying through this urban area during migration. We found lots of cedar waxwings, but also some of our warblers, oven birds.
Worm-eating warblers, hooded warblers, they're flying all over Birmingham.
People don't think of urban spaces as being places for habitat, but they are.
UAB's Bambi Ingram says the bird-safe glass doesn't add much cost to the project. They hope to use it for future buildings on campus. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.